Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this. Is winter wheat on your mind? Well, for outstanding seedling emergence, treat your seed now with Rancona Crest. Rancona Crest's ready-to-use fungicide and insecticide combination delivers 62% more insecticide than the competition for superior control of yield-robbing insects. Plus, Rancona Crest gives you broad-spectrum control of damaging diseases like Fusarium and Rhizoctonia. For the best value to protect your wheat seed and profits, the choice is clear. Rancona Crest. Ask for it by name at your local retailer or contact your Arista Life Science representative.
If you own horses or other livestock that you keep in a barn, you need to hear this message. If your horses or cattle could talk, they'd probably be saying, dust, flies, heat, oh my. Why not install a Simply Cool Atomizer Misting Fan? The only one of its kind. Clears dust, prevents flies, lowers the temp. It doesn't drip or get your livestock wet. For information about this revolutionary new misting fan, call 405-241-9937 or go to simplycoolsolutions.com.
Well, cattle contracts should quickly recover today, reversing Thursday's reversal as the trade recognizes the significant packer spending late yesterday. The lean hog future seems staged to open on a mixed basis this morning, thanks to residual selling on one hand and late week short covering on the other. Well, higher feedlot sales surfaced in most areas yesterday. We saw $118 in our part of the country. We were looking at $187 to $190 in the north. Trade volume seemed no better, though, than light to moderate, but we will be anxious to see the official mandatory date later today when summaries are released. At this point, we believe cattle buyers still need to do some last-minute shopping before calling it quits this week. Hog buyers have been successfully swinging a big hammer all week, and we see no need today to try anything new. Expect opening bids to once again start out steady to a dollar lower. Carcass has been extremely choppy through the first week of August, swinging back and forth, tied to inconsistent belly demand. Now, on the soybean futures, they finished unchanged yesterday as they were unable to hold the early gains that followed another export sale to China. Corn and wheat futures finished lower as corn faces few current weather threats as it speeds toward maturity. Ample world supply continued to weigh on wheat as big harvests are expected in Russia and Australia this year. The winter wheat markets closed lower yesterday as the big crops in Australia, Russia, and the U.S. should add to global supplies. In addition, weekly export sales of 12 million bushels were down 36%. From a week ago and missed trade forecasts. The corn futures closed about 4 cents lower yesterday as forecasts lack threatening weather for the fast maturing crop. The 7-day and 6 to 10-day forecasts have rain for the Midwest and hot weather next week. Soybeans finished unchanged as the prospects of a big harvest offset support from a recent batch of export sales, of which about half went to China. As in corn, weather forecasts lack threats for a developing crop, which at least two companies estimate could top 4 billion bushels. We'll check futures in just a moment.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com.
It's a new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
Live cattle at the close yesterday. The August down 42 cents at 116.32. October down 42 cents at 114.77. August feeder cattle yesterday was up 10 cents for $147.57. And September down 37 at 145.22. August hogs down 65, 67.70. And October down a dollar at 58.50. On the grains, Kansas City hard red winter wheat. September down 6.5 yesterday, 405 and 3 quarters. December down 6.5 at 432. Chicago wheat, September down 7 cents at 403 and a quarter. December down 5 and 3 quarters at 430 and a half. September corns down 4 and a quarter at 320 and 3 quarters. December down 4 cents at 331. September soy unchanged at 973.5 yesterday, and November was up 1.25 at 956.75. On our cotton futures, October up 143, 77.29. December up 143, 77.26. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.